This week, Parshas Vayero, we find in the Chasam Sofer a dovor niflo v'noiro me'oid, and the posuk v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron v'yetzavem el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paroi melech Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down v'yetzavem el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paroi melech Mitzrayim. Tzivo olov lachloik loikovoid bedivreim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzave Moshe ve'Aaron to have a kvoid malchus. And the shaila is why? Why when Moshe ve'Aaron have to speak to Paroi already in the middle of the gzeiras, in the middle is a halacha that they have to medaber to him bekovoid. There's a vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, unzer Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, and Kvod Malchus. A person has to be makpid on Kvod Malchus. It doesn't make a difference if he deserves to get punished or doesn't deserve to get punished. But the Chasam Sofer brings a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Zog the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, I will say over the Loshen from the Chasam Sofer. Nire de tzivo lehazirom shelo yevazu ha-melech ve'iskapru lo yavoynoysov ve'lo yovoyu ha-makos oloif bedin. Chasam Sofer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ve'Aaron, I'm going to punish Paroi. If you will be mevazu him, some of his averes will be niskaper. And when some of his averes will be niskaper, he already will not deserve the punishments. A person that is not Paroi, Kal v'chomer, has to know how much when a person has bizyoinus, it's mechaper his averes. It's mechaper that he doesn't deserve later to get punishments. I know a yid. He was sitting by the doctor, and the doctor told him his Rebbetzin is very, very sick. So he davened to Hashem. Hashem, give me bizyoinus, but I want my Rebbetzin to live. And in that minute, someone came and made him such bizyoinus. The whole world spoke about the bizyoinus. But his Rebbetzin, Baruch Hashem, is living. I want to say over a famous maise, they say a moshel, I heard it from a chashev yid, when Napoleon wanted to win Russia, so him and one of his generals, they got dressed up and they came in to fight, to listen, and they managed to come into one of the pubs where all the Russian farmers were sitting, and they were listening how they were saying how the Russian army lost here and the Russian army lost there. They were so happy to themselves, oh, if that is the matzav, if the people in Russia have such a low moral, for sure we will win the war. And then they hear one of the farmers tell the other one, well, you don't think these two people that are sitting there in the other table are Napoleon and his helper? They knew they have one more minute. They will catch them. They will kill them. So the helper pours a cup of wine on himself, pretending that Napoleon poured it on him. And he starts to scream on Napoleon, why you're not careful? He starts to beat him up, hit him, throw him on the floor. The farmer said, it can't be that Napoleon's people, this is the way they behave to Napoleon. For sure it's not him. And then when it was quiet, they managed to run away. When they came out, so the general said to Napoleon, I'm sorry, I had to hit you, I had to mevaze you, but it was the only way. Napoleon says, sorry, I'm planning to make you the man general of the army. What do you mean, sorry? You saved me with these bizyoinus, you saved me. A person has to know bizyoinus are the one that save. They say over that Rabbi Menachem Mendel from Parashman once made a big Suda Seidoe. They asked him what happened. We never heard that Anunes happen. He said, I had such bizyoinus today. I have a Kabbalah from my Rabbeim that was a gzeira on a person. If he has bizyoinus, it's instead of the gzeira. So I realized that today I was saved from something. A person has to know, a lot of time, bizyoinus are a kapore. Tsar is a kapore. so wide that when Hashem wants to make the makis, He wants power chutz from the makis, not to be stepped over by Moshe v'Aaron. So it's a limud for us to mekabel, and I heard once from one of the gedolim that when a person is mekabel the bizyonis be'ahava, the same way when a person is mekabel isurim be'ahava, it's mechapel double and triple. When a person is mekabel bizyonis be'ahava, it's mechapel more from double and triple. It says in a week's in the chumash in this week's parsha, who Aaron veMoshe hem amedabrim el paroi melech Mitzrayim lohitzi es bnei Yisrael miMitzrayim. Who Moshe ve'Aaron, and Rashi says, who Aaron ve'Moshe, and here it says, who Moshe ve'Aaron, lo yimar lecho sheshkulim ke'echot. So this is the reason it says one time, who Aaron ve'Moshe, and one place it says, who Moshe ve'Aaron, lelamed sheshkulim hem. So first, bepshat. So why in the first time it says who Aaron veMoshe hem amedabrim el Aaron melech Mitzrayim lohitzi es bnei Yisrael miMitzrayim who Moshe veAaron? So the Mefarshim explain, if we look in the order of the psukim, so it says Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what Reb Chaim Brisker explained, Moshe veAaron was the Moitzi veMachnis and Aaron was the Medaber. So when it speaks about the Hanoge, it says Aaron veMoshe. When it speaks about Heima Medamrim Lifni Paroi, it says Moshe veAaron lelamed sheshkulim hem. But I saw the Mefarshim ha'Oimed shkulim hem. How we could say shkulim hem? Lekom beMoshe oid, lekom keMoshe oid. Bechol beisi ne'emonu. So how we say that Aaron is shokul? The Mefarshim explained, because it says V'roacho v'somach b'liboy, that Aaron, even though he was older from Moshe Rabbeinu, he was happy from Moshe, and he was really somach b'chelkoi shel chaveroi, so he was nis'ale to the madrege that he became shoku like Moshe Rabbeinu. And as again, this is the message to us: when a person sees his friend, even if he's more successful from him, even if he's younger from him and it's working out for him, be happy for him. Be someach for him. When a person is someach for someone else, when a person is happy for someone else, then it brings him to a different madrege. This is what I'm saying. A person sometimes thinks, but if the other person is more successful, it's taking from me. I'm losing. It's on my cheshbon. And the answer is chas v'sholem. First, a person has to know no one takes from what belongs to the other person. In Malchus Negas Bechaverte, the Chavis Alvobis and Shar Bitochen says, K'lo yuchal odom limnoya mash nigzar leheitiv lechaveroi v'lo loses mash loy nigzar. No one could take. Everyone has what he deserves to get. And if your person feels, I'm missing, people look at me down, to be happy, that is instead of something else. That is the tzusa d'shmaise. U'moyshe v'aroin u'aroin v'moyshe melamed sheshkulim hem. The parsha starts when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lochein emoir lebnei Yisrael, v'oitzeisi v'yitzalti v'goalti v'lokachti v'yivesi. These are the four Lashonos shel Geula. Hitzeisi, Hitzalti, Goalti, Lokachti, Ve'evesi is the fifth one. This is really the one, La'osid Lavoi. And Rashi, in the beginning of Arbei Psochim, brings down the Dalet Koises that we drink in Lel HaSeder, Keneged Dalet Lashonos shel Geula. Hitzeisi, Hitzalti, Goalti, Lokachti. Ve'evesi is the fifth one, is Keneged Mashiach, this we call Koises Sheliyo. And this Nechemed speaks out that Rashi in Psochim, Kufches, and the Gemara Noshim, Chayoves Bedalet Koises, Shefem Oyu Boisa Anes, Rashi brings down why we have Dalet Koises. Gimel Koises, Kenege, what it says in the Parsha of Saramashkim. Three times it says in the Hatzolev Saramashkim that that's really the beginning of the Hatzolev Yosef, that he becomes the Saramash, the Sar, and he goes to the Melech, and then Klai Yisrael come to Mitzrayim, and in the end the Geula comes out. But as it was Tchilas Geula when Yosef was out of the jail, then again Klai Yisrael went into Mitzrayim, and again they went out with Atzmis Yosef. And the Revi is Koishe Birkas Amos. So this the Chemed is asked the Kash. Here it says it's Keneged Arba L'Shoyne Shil Geula, the cups of wine. Rashi brings down the beginning of Arba Psochim, and here Rashi brings down Keneged Dalet L'Shoyne Dalet Koises Shalosh Koises Shil Yosef and one Keneged Koish Shil Birkas Amos. And this the Chemed has a teretz in his way. The Kli Chemde has a teretz in his way, and the Kli Chemde says it's Arba L'Shoyne Shil Geula, but why wine? So and that Rashi, that Kufches added, why dafka wine? Why not apples? Klal Yisrael nimshal et tapuach. Why not egois? Klal Yisrael nimshal et egois tapuach. Ben abonim leginas egois yoradeti b'stei tapuchim. So Rashi says, why wine? Can I get gimel koisis shel saramashkim and one koisis shel birkas amos? But I heard from my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He said a beautiful pshat. He said, the reason we drank wine for Dalet Koises, Kenege L'Shoyne Shel Geula, why dafka wine? Why not apples? Why not nuts? And he said a pshat, a givaldike pshat. He said, everything what you eat, someone likes pizza. After two pies, three pies, he can't eat more. He likes sushi. After five rolls, six rolls, he can't eat anymore. He likes chocolates, two bars. Wine, the more you drink, the more you want. Kirvas Hashem is not when you get it, you become full. It's the opposite. You want more. Im shemoya beyoshon tishma bechodosh. When a person learns, he wants to learn more. When he learns 1 hour, he wants to. Kolzman, he doesn't open the sefer. It's very hard to go to learn. But when he starts to learn, he wants to learn more and more. A person that davens like he needs to, like he has to, he davens more and more. A person that davens 2 minutes, mincha ready is very hard for him to daven. Ma'ariv is very hard for him to daven. In Kirvas Hashem, the closer you come, the more you will want. Mashiach will come, the world will be full of Torah. We will want more Kedusha. We will want to be closer. We will want not to look and not to see and not to do. Don't think it'll be hard. So the Geula is nisb shalayayin, that the more you have, the more you want. It's the only thing. That the more you want, the more you need, the more you want it. See, someone is drunk, he tries to get even more wine, and even more wine. That is the kerech of the geula, that is the kerech of Kirvas Hashem. I heard another pshat, the reason we take the wine is a product, it grows like grapes, it's good. You spoil it, you step on it, it becomes sour, but then it becomes wine. And the more you leave it, the better it becomes. Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim is to teach us. Sometimes a person has to suffer in life, but in the end, he gains from it, he benefits from it. This is the way of Yiddishkeit, the Yesod of Klal Yisrael. We needed to go into Mitzrayim. We needed, Esav did not go into Mitzrayim, but he didn't become Klal Yisrael. We went into Mitzrayim, we suffered. But in the end we came out of Klal Yisrael. Not that we understand why it has to be like that. We don't understand why the ones that died in Mitzrayim made us better. Not every time we understand all of these things. But in the end this is what happened. So when we want to celebrate, we want to symbolize the Geula, we take the wine. The wine is the thing that it comes good, like Klal Yisrael, but it needs work. And you need to step on it, and you need to make it sour. But in the end, the wine comes out, the Geula comes, the Yeshua comes. In these weeks' parshas, a person has to know, he has to work on himself to understand that the derech of Yiddishkeit, the derech of growth, is not every time that everything is good, that everything is nice. Sometimes you have to suffer, like we said in the beginning. But in the end, the Yeshua comes. And the Chochmah is when you have the Yisurim, when you pass the Yisurim to look unto them, that they are the process to do the wine, the process to the Geula, to be Zeichet, to Yitzesi, Velokachti, Vegoalti, Veiveisi, Be'ezus Hashem, we will be Zeichet, to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meiro, B'yomeinu, Amen.